Animal control came over. There was a whole bunch of officers.
A dog owner complains.
They made like a huge deal and they said they were going to give me tickets and fines and all kinds of stuff.
After his neighbor's five cats are killed.
What kind of dogs did you have, sir?
Rottweiler and two pit bulls.
These are powerful dogs.
Your Honor, is there any evidence that my dogs entered their yard?
They caught the Rottweiler on her property.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Patricia Apostolikas is suing her neighbor, Daniel Walker, for the death of three of her feral cats and property damage.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 573 on the calendar in the matter of Apostolikas versus Walker.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Apostolikas, is your claim that the defendant, who was a neighbor of yours with some property intervening, has a couple of dogs that got out of his property, got onto your property, and on your property, you had created some houses in the backyard to house feral cats?
Yes.
And am I correct that at that time, you had in excess of 14 cats?
Yes.
How many did you have?
Those are ones that I had in cages. I have about four cages.
Cages that keep what?
That are houses for the kitty cats.
Can the cats get out?
No. It's outside. They have houses in there, cat trees, beds, but it's built outside.
But most of those cats that are outside are feral cats.
Not after I have them for a while and I get them either neutered or spayed.
Okay. So what you do is when they come in because you feed them, are you able to catch them yourself?
They're usually kittens.
Okay, so you take them in as kittens and you have them spayed or neutered.
Yes.
Who does that for you?
My vet.
And you pay for that?
I have actually gotten some vouchers from San Bernardino County. They'll give you like $25 because it's really trying to help the cat population.
I got it. So you get them as kittens?
Yes.
From where?
My barn. I have a barn. People leave their cats. They have babies. And usually the mama cats leave the babies about 6 weeks.
Okay. So tell me, how many cats do you have in the yard at any one time?
There was 18 before.
Okay. It is your claim that the defendant's dogs got out of his property, came on your property, and killed five of the cats.
Three were mine. Two were feral cats out at the barn that I didn't know they were there.
When you say three were yours, three were cats that had been feral cats, but that you had spayed or neutered, and they were in this enclosure.
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of dogs did you have, sir?
Rottweiler and two pit bulls.
Do you still have them?
No.
When did you get rid of them?
I got rid of them the day that animal control came over.
Animal control came over because of the incident with the cats?
Yes.
Okay. On what date was that?
It was 4/28/16.
Can you tell me why we're here 2 years later?
Well, for one reason, I could not get a report from animal control. This happened in April. I got the report in
November.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So November is still 2 years ago. Where have you been for 2 years?
Well, I had to send him a demand letter, and then
A demand letter for what?
You have to send a demand letter to them before you can file small claims.
Okay, I'd like to see first the report and then the demand letter.
From the animal control?
First the report from animal control that you were waiting for, and then a copy of the demand letter.
This is a copy because he didn't pick it up when I mailed it.
So you relinquished all your dogs to animal control?
Yes.
Okay. How long had you had them?
I had them for years. I had them ever since they were puppies.
You have pictures of the shed?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at it. Was this the first time your dogs got off your property, Mr. Walker?
They had been off the property before, but not to my knowledge. I've never seen my dogs leave the property. Animal control had given my dad a fine years ago for them getting out, but I'd never seen them personally get out of the yard. Every time I was in my yard, my dogs were always home. So I never actually physically saw my dogs leave.
These are powerful dogs. Did you ever try, Mr. Walker, to discuss with the plaintiff the damages she is claiming as a result of
this adults? Is the first time I heard about it until now. I never received a letter or anything. I never received anything about this.
No, well, you spoke to people immediately after the incident. Did they not speak to you, or did they speak to your father?
They spoke to me about the incident with the dog.
Immediately thereafter, in 2016. I see they interviewed you.
Yeah, they interviewed me, but that was the only time I knew about it from then. But I did not speak to her at all about anything that happened afterwards.
Is there a reason that you didn't try to contact her?
She's been kind of harassing us in the neighborhood. They're wild and they go all over the place. All of our dogs all around the neighborhood, all of our dogs are like neighbors' dogs and everything are getting out. We have coyotes, all different things. And she kind of has been harassing us over the years by calling animal control several times. And every day I would see the animal control coming to my house, but my animals were in my yard and animal control couldn't do anything.
Okay, well, clearly they weren't in your yard that day because the Rottweiler was in a truck.
Yeah, I don't
know. Was in the animal control truck. You're not suggesting that the animal control went and took the Rottweiler off your property.
I don't know how he got in the truck.
The Rottweiler was still in her yard. They got the Rottweiler from her yard.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. I had no idea about that.
Well, it's true. Did you rebuild the cattery?
No, I haven't. I fixed them the best I could, but I haven't had enough money to fix them the way they should be because I spent a lot.
I would like to see an estimate to fix the cattery. Thank you. Where are the cats now?
They're still in the cages, like I said. I fixed them the best I could, but like the door that they tore up, I really need to get a new door. I just sort of
patched it. So how many cats do you have now?
14.
Well, your dogs caused damage to the shed.
Your Honor, is there any evidence that my dogs entered their yard?
They caught the Rottweiler on her property.
Oh, wow.
And that's what they said. They caught the Rottweiler on her property.
Okay.
And she and her daughter, saw the two brindle pit bulls running away, but the Rottweiler stayed on the property. That's in the report.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So you have to replace the damage that these three huge dogs caused to her property. According to this estimate, it's $2,700 to fix that.
$2,700 for their cat cages?
Yeah. Here it is. Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
Doesn't make sense. Do you want to show me a different estimate?
I don't have a different estimate to show you.
Well, that's what you have to have. I mean, if you knew why you were coming here today, you knew that she was asking for damages that your dogs caused to her property. If you want to show me a competing estimate, you can do that. But if you don't have one, I have to rely on the estimate that she gives me.
Yeah.
I understand that you weren't terribly attached to these dogs because you told animal control to take them all away.
No, at that time, what happened was is they scared me. They came over with three huge trucks. They all surrounded me. They said that your dogs had got out. They made like a huge deal and they said they were going to give me tickets and fines and all kinds of stuff.
No, they said they were going to give you a ticket for your dogs being off your property, unleashed. That's not a whole big deal. That happens all the time. I'm just, yes.
When he's talking, you know, animal control, since they caught his dog on my property, it's a law, they had to take his dog down to him and asked him if he wanted to claim his dog.
Well, I know. They said that they took the dog, the one dog, just the Rottweiler. The two pit bulls had already gone back to the property. Only the Rottweiler was actually picked up on your property.
Right.
Was hanging around. Okay. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,000. We're finished. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I don't believe that my dogs did all that.
They were in a frenzy.
A lot of cats, and they're all wild. They go all over the neighborhood.
What he said, it wasn't true. My cats don't roam the neighborhood.
Just be good neighbors.
People should not have dogs that they cannot control.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Howard versus Morales step forward.
Clayton Howard is suing his former friend, 22-year-old Esteban Morales, for a loan to buy back a car he'd sold.
Mr. Morales, I'm going to start with you, sir. How do you know the plaintiff?
I used to work with him at Home Depot.
For how long?
I worked with him for 2 years.
You became friends?
Yes.
Who do you live with?
I live with my father.
And who do you live with, sir?
My parents.
Mr. Howard gave you some money?
No. Or if we could rephrase that, he...
I said to you, Mr. Howard gave you some money?
Yes.
I don't have to rephrase it. That's English, what I'm saying. Mr.
Correct.
Howard gave you some money?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He was nice to you.
Of course.
I know exactly.
I just wanted clarification to if I needed to pay you this money back. He said no.
Just a second. I don't believe that for a second.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Clayton Howard says, former friend Esteban Morales owes for a loan to buy back a car he'd sold.
When did he give you money?
Not exactly sure on the date.
Give me the month and year.
2016. May, the month of May.
So almost 2 years ago.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
How much money did he give you?
He initially was $1,000.
For what?
I was in a situation where I was kind of in a process of I sold the car, and this car wasn't passing smog. So the person who bought the car off of me requested to...
The money. You didn't have the money.
I didn't have the money because I bought another car. But then I was in an accident with the car that I bought. I wrecked and totaled it. So I didn't have that car or the money to get that car back.
The money to buy back the car that you sold that couldn't be smogged.
Correct.
So Mr. Howard gave you $1,000.
Mr. Howard suggested and came with me to go meet this person. He had told me, let's see if I can have a word with him and maybe we can figure something out. So Clayton came with me, drove up with me to Miramar. We both got out of the car. We spoke to the guy, and the guy told me the car's not passing smog.
No, I got the whole story. How much money did Mr. Howard give the gentleman to get the car back?
$800.
And what did you do with the car?
I told Clayton, this is your car. I mean, what do you want to do with it? He said to me,
No, he doesn't want the car. He was helping you because otherwise you were going to be in trouble.
Exactly.
Okay, so when you drove to Miramar, in whose car did you drive?
Clayton's.
Clayton's. So Clayton had a car.
Correct.
So what do you need your car for? Do I have a spare car?
Well, I mean, since he's used that money.
No, let's say he gave you that money.
Correct.
To keep you out of trouble.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because that's the money he wants back.
Yes.
Did this transaction take place 2 years ago?
Approximately. It was actually in December of 2015, he needed a cell phone. So I went to the Sprint.
I don't care about a cell phone. I'm not dealing with cell phone. I'm dealing with this money. What I want to know, Mr. Howard, is what took you 2 years to get your money back?
I was just going to wait. You know, he lost his job, so he just didn't have the money. You know, every time I would ask him for it, he would... send me, vulgar text messages every time that I brought that up.
I would like to see those. So I'm going to come back to you, Mr. Morales. Mr. Howard gave the person to whom you sold the car that couldn't be smogged $800.
Yes.
What did you do with the car?
Look here. Sorry, Your Honor.
What did you do with the car?
I drove the car home.
You drove it?
I did.
Drove it to whose home?
My home.
And then?
I parked it outside in the street, in the sidewalk of my house. The car, I wasn't driving it. It had a bad tire, so tire was about to pop. So I let it sit. I was in the process of looking for a new job, so I wasn't really driving anywhere. I woke up one morning, I saw a ticket on the windshield for the registration had gone out. So it became an expense, and I saw the ticket, and I figured I have to get rid of this car, so... I sold the car.
Sold the car to whom?
To a junkyard. I called the junkyard. They came.
What month did you sell the car to the junkyard? Then I'm going to ask you what junkyard, so be careful.
I'm not exactly sure.
Well, then let's think carefully.
Okay.
This happened in May of 2016.
Yes.
When did you sell the car to the junkyard?
I'm going to say July, because it sat for about 2 months outside of my house.
So you had the car May, June, and you drove it? Yes.
I drove it?
You drove it.
Yes.
And then you junked it?
Yes.
Now, when for the first time did Mr. Howard ask you for this $800 back?
Clayton had asked me for this money. When I got rid of the vehicle, I sold it for those $800, or for the $100. The junkyard had given me that money, so I drove over to Clayton's house. And I told him, Clayton, this is what I got from that car that you purchased. And
he didn't purchase a car.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What you're saying, Tim, is you don't really need it. You work two jobs, and you keep your expenses down because you live at home. So you don't really need the money so you can take care of me. Does that sound ridiculous to you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, it is ridiculous.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Clayton Howard says, former friend Esteban Morales owes for a loan to buy back a car he'd sold.
Now, he didn't purchase a car.
Yes, Your Honor. That he helped me get out, of course. So I told him these are the $100 that I got back from Ecology. So.
And you gave him the $100.
Clayton took those $100 from me.
Just a second.
Yes.
So he took the $100.
Correct, Your Honor.
Which is why we have $700 for the car.
Correct.
So he paid you $100.
Correct.
So far. Mr. Morales.
Yes, Your Honor.
So I find some of your correspondence with him so much like the country. I want nothing to do with you taking court action on your only friend. I know you're not in desperate need of this money because you live with your parents and your mom makes you dinner every night and you have two stable jobs with good income. That's this country. So you acknowledge here in these texts that you owe him the money. But what you're saying to him is you don't really need it. You work two jobs, and you keep your expenses down because you live at home. So you don't really need the money, so you can take care of me. That's what you're saying here. Mm. Does that sound ridiculous to you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, it is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. If he works two jobs, good for him. Get two jobs. If you need three jobs, get three jobs. But he is under no obligation to support you.
Of course.
So why didn't you pay him his money?
He never stated to me I had to pay this money back.
Just a second. You say it right here. And I'm going to leave out the curses that you put in. I never planned on not paying you.
Yeah, that's...
You have trust issues, and that's your problem. I'll pay you your blank money when I have it. That's what you said to him. After you told him that he lives with his mother and he has two jobs, so he can take care of you.
When the money was handed to the person, when we arrived to our destination, I asked Clayton, so with this money... He said, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. You were in need of it. It was until...
So he was nice to you.
Of course.
So I know exactly...
I just wanted clarification to if I needed to pay you this money back. He said no.
Just a second. I don't believe that for a second.
Yes, Your Honor.
That's not what you say here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
So let me tell you what happened, because I read the papers. Hmm? It's all coming back to me. You and Snot. Okay. So what do you think precipitated his all of a sudden asking you for the money back?
On social media, I posted this raffle that I had entered and I won for this motorcycle.
Right. I said the word raffle. You said no.
You asked me if he attended with me.
No.
You did.
It had to do with a raffle.
Yes.
And you won the motorcycle.
Correct.
And you sold the motorcycle.
Yes.
And you got money.
Correct.
How much?
I got $6,500 for it.
So he said, now you can give me back the other $700.
That's not what he said.
He wanted half the motorcycle.
That's, yeah.
Now he wants his money back.
Correct.
You find something wrong with that?
No.
You said right here, I'll give you your blank money when I have it.
Yes.
Well, now you have it. Now you have it.
Okay.
You sold a motorcycle for $6,000, so now you have the money. And?
I mean, from the incidents that I had about wrecking my first car, most of that money I didn't even get to even encounter because I had to pay for damages that I caused from wrecking
the vehicle.
What do
you mean vehicle. You didn't get to encounter?
I got the money. I had to use it to pay my father, pay repairs in Mexico from where I damaged the car.
What did you have to pay your father for?
He helped me get out of the situation that happened to me in Mexico from the car that I bought.
You sound like you're in a lot of trouble, Mr. Morales.
I was.
You sound like you're in a lot of trouble. Right now you owe him $700.
I was in a bad
situation. We're done.
Yes.
Goodbye.
What is our excuse when you step out?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It's fine. It's fair.
Enough is enough.
He was really, really pushing it.
No, that's all complete lies.
I was really close with this guy. I actually loved him.
We were good friends, and he basically just came up with every excuse in the book not to pay me my money.
Time to go separate ways.
I don't need friends like that.